No, actually, this is my first time here, and I didn't think about coming up and telling a story about money. But I put my name in the, thank you. See where this is going. And then I was praying that they wouldn't pick it. And every time, and Jason can attest to this, every time they pulled one out or it was folded, I go, it's not me, because I didn't fold mine. And then the last one came out smooth, and I was like, oh, shit. Because I don't have a story, actually. I really don't. But the idea was not a good one. No, the idea was about no money, because I lived in Baltimore on 131 South Linwood Avenue, and from there I joined the Peace Corps, and I went to Nepal, normally 2 years, and I stayed 4 years. So I don't really know what I have to say, but life is different without money. And when you take away, of course, with a lot of people in the Peace Corps, not everybody, but a lot of people in the Peace Corps don't have a mortgage or offspring or a spouse, though I saw some things that people did kind of like a spouse while they were in the Peace Corps. When you get there, I made 1,500 rupees a month, and you know, I stayed longer than you normally do, like I mentioned. But that whole time, I made between $85 and $95 a month, if you translate it into dollars. So I had 1,500 rupees, and some things you really did have to think about. But most of the time, I didn't have to think about money, and I don't think I'll ever have that experience again. And it is a unique experience, and the people that I lived with, too, didn't think about money. Well, yeah, they didn't think about money, because there were extended families, many brothers and their wives and children, and it might be one person in the family who handled the money, the grandfather, and he would make decisions about what they did with their very little money. And they lived in a real barter system working, where they were farmers, and another village they might be potters, and once a year the potter for that house that I lived in would come over, and they'd come over, like two men would come over, and they'd have a yoke, and they'd have these ropes, and they'd have all these different pots, different little pots you drink out of, and big pots, and they would sit down, and they would spend the day there, and they would eat. And they would be served homemade beer or homemade like a whiskey or distilled liquor. And there was this whole relationship going on. And at the end of the day, you know, they emptied all their pots, and they usually were pretty drunk. Sometimes they might fall asleep and even sleep for a couple hours. And they would put rice and lentils, and then they would carry it back. 3 minutes. Okay. The only other thing I wanted to say, see, I had a story. Thank you.